Good evening, Abbas. Good evening, everybody. Changed over, not changed over, that is the question. I'd like to learn tonight, Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach Shemoy, Sif Ches, Tests, and I'd like to do Sif Yud as well, Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach Shemoy. I'm very conscious that there's not going to be Shurim over Yom Tov, and I don't want to fall behind. Some of the halachas, I'm not sure if there are any of those foods still nowadays, so you can help me with some real case scenarios that would help us out. I'm not sure about my culinary, what's the word? Skills are very limited, as you may have noticed. So you may have to give me some examples here. Okay, Sif Ches, which is on second line of page, Kuf Yud Ches. So we spoke about the rice yesterday. Now we're going to be speaking about millet. Sif Ches is al pas doichan veplizu. I understand. Pas doichan is millet. Plizu is something on those lines as well. I think it's millet as well. Oisham in the kidney. So any other beans? We're talking about beans now, which is obviously very relevant now, as we're talking about before Pesach. So if we're talking about beans, so the bracha on bread, pas doichan, which is made out of millet or any other beans. I don't know how you do that. But it must be a way that you can make out of kidneys a bread. Don't know how you do that. Out of beans, I'm not sure how that works. Mevorech shahakoil, you make shahakoil. So you take beans, you make a dough out of this, a texture, and you make a... Pardon?
Like a potato cake on Pesach.
Yeah. Probably, yeah, that's right. Yeah, good. It's probably quite similar. Well, actually, you're right. It's going to be similar to Sif Tes, yeah. So then the halacha is, you make shahakol on it, ve'achol b'er nefosh, and after it's b'er nefosh. Ha'ois the tavshel misham in the kidneys, if you make a dish out of kidneys, out of beans, im nishru shleimim, if the beans are complete and they're whole, which is rarely the case, but if they are, then toivim u'shon m'poichayin, and they are just as good when they are cooked. Then when they are not cooked, you can make purpe adoma. V'im nismach olegamre, but if they are completely mushed up, if the beans are completely mushed up, they are made into a mush, or if they are not as good, they're not as good when you cook them, they lost some of its quality. So the main point is that generally speaking, when you have bread which is made out of kidneys or any texture which is made out of beans, the bracha is going to be shahakol and after it's burin nefoshos. If they are ever completely, they are completely whole still, then you could potentially go into a adoma. But that's only if they are complete. Sif Tes goes into the next halacha, which is as follows. Erev kemach doichan. You have a kemach, a flour doichan, millet, millet flour, besham in the kidneys, any other beans. You have a flour, which is made out of beans, but you're right. I mean, corn would be same, could be potentially the same. Rice or any other, or can you made into a flour? Em kemach, and you have added to that flour shall chamesh min dogon, proper wheat, barley, oat kind of flour. So you've got bean flour and proper flour mixed together. Ve'bishloi, and you cook the bacteria in a pot. The halach is mevorech boirei minei mezoinus. You make boirei minei mezoinus in it. Ve'alamichon alamichon afterwards. Ve'im also memenu pas, if you made a bread. So it was a bread which was made out of texture. Regular flour plus corn flour. Regular flour plus kidney beans flour. All mixed together. You made a bread out of this. The bochet is going to be, it's like pas, you make hamotzi on it. This is going to be now, V'dafka, this is specifically, sheyesh ba'oisei kemach mechameshes aminim. This is only the case if it has in it sufficient flour מחמש מינים פונד חמש למינים, כדי, in order, שיהיה חמנו כזייס דוגון, בכדי אכילס פרס. אבל אם אין בוי, זה השיר מחמש למינים, אין אין מבורך, לבסוף פי כזמוזן, אלא בתחיל מבורך המויצי, כמו שיש בוי טעם דוגון, אף על פי שאין בוי כזייס, בכדי אכילס פרס, ולבסוף על המחיר. Okay, let me explain this as follows. We are now discussing a flour, or a dough, a mixture, which was made into a kind of bread or a kind of dish. We want to know now, what is the bracha? It's got two ingredients. It's got regular flour as one ingredient, and similarly also it's got another flour, which is not b'chamesh zemini dogon, it's made out of bean. So what would be an example for that? Can you think of an example for that? That would be really helpful. Two types of flour. Regular flour, wheat flour, and kidneys flour. And you make that becomes a bread. Into a bread. Can you think of something? Pardon? Kishke is a bit like that? Okay. Okay, we need more. We would need something that actually would be turning into a bread. So can you just picture it for a minute? You've got two flours in it. Regular flour and beans flour, kidneys flour. And you make a bread out of this. Okay, can you picture it, Moshe? Sounds tasty? Yeah? Well, it can't be that bad. Yeah? So right, what bracha do you make with it? Shulchan Aruch says, okay, on the one hand, we've got flour in there. So that makes into a proper bread, which bracha would be hamotzi at the beginning, benching at the end. On the other hand, you've got other flours in there, which makes it into flour, into a texture, which you wouldn't wash initially. You'd only make charcoal, and at the end, you'd make a nachbocha, you wouldn't bench afterwards on it. So what bracha is it? It's got two ingredients now. What do you do? So the halacha is as follows. If there is sufficient kemach of chamesh minit dogon, if there's sufficient flour, regular flour there, that you'd eat kidei toich kidei achilas pras, which the poskim say it's one eighth. If about one eighth of it of this flour is proper flour, you're gonna wash on it and you're gonna bench on it after it's pirkei hamazon. If there is less than that, then the halacha is going to be that you don't bench. You the bracha shoyna. It's still going to be a moitz. I'm soon going to speak about this. But afterwards, you're only going to make alamichyo. So the halacha is, Rabbi Yisrael, let's just get this clear. With regards to this bread that we're discussing now, if there is more than an eighth of it, which is considered turkey de achilas pras, one eighth of it is flour proper, you're going to wash and bench afterwards normally. It's a proper bread. Turkey de achilas pras, there's proper wheat in it. You wash and you bench. If there's less than one eighth, proper flour, al chamesh minit dogon, then it's considered that it takes longer than the kleir kidei achilas pras, and you can't wash and bench on it. You are only going to make al hamichyor at the end. You can't bench, it's not proper bread. What about broch rishoyna? So here the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that with regards to broch rishoyna, if there is ta'am dogon, if the taste of this bread tells you a little bit that it has got wheat taste in it, it's got a taste of regular bread, a bit of wheat taste, you're still going to wash and make hamotzi on it. If you can't feel the dogon at all, then you don't have to wash on it at all. And for sure, either way, if it's less than the kedachilas pras, with regards to benching, it's going to be alamichlo. Let's see the words of Shulchan Aruch again. So that's the second line. I'm just going to start again from the beginning, Sif Test, just to get clarity in the words of Shulchan Aruch. Beginning of Sif Test. Eirav kemach, your mixed flour, Toichein, made out of beans, or millet, v'shaminei dog kidneys, and any other beans. Im, you mix it with kemach flour, shel chameshes minei dogon, of the five types of flour, v'bishloi, you cooked it bekadero, in a pot. The bracha is, mevorich boire minei mezoinos, v'alamichyo afterwards. Vim also menu pass if you made a bread out of this texture which contains wheat flour and kidneys flour. Mevorech, you make a bracha of amoitzi initially with birkas hamazon afterwards. But now, The Shulchan Aruch qualifies this and says, "Vedafka, this is only sheyesh boisoy kemach. This is only if the flour contains mechamishes minim from the five real types of grains, sufficient kidei sheyoychan menu kezais that he eats a kezais dogon of wheat bechdechilas pras, which the poskim say is an eighth. If you've got an eighth of it, which is chamesh minim dogon, then talocha is you're going to wash and benchen it. Aval, but." He main boys ashir if there's less than 1/8, if it's less than 1/8 of that ashir mechamesh laminim from the chamesh laminim of proper flour, hey no mevarich la'asoif, you do not bench afterwards because the mozon proper benching, ella only batchilo at the beginning mevarich hamoitzi at the beginning you say hamoitzi. Why will you say hamoitzi? We'll see soon. Why do you say hamoitzi on it? Kevan sheyesh boi tam dogon, because there is tam dogon in it, there is taste of wheat in it, you're still going to wash and say hamoitzi. HaFalP, even though she ain't boy kidei achilas pras, you don't eat the kizayis kidei achilas pras. For levosoif, at the end, misal amichyo afterwards. So with regard to the first brocha, either way, you're going to wash and then hamoitzi at the beginning. With regards to benching, it depends. If it's 1/7 is grain, you're going to bench proper. If it's 1/8 or less, you're going to make an amichyo. Vim bishle bekadeiro, if it was made into a dish and not a bread, mevorech tchila boirim in a mizoynos, you make boirim in a mizoynos on it anyway, v'achrof, and afterwards boirim in a fosh, you make boirim in a fosh. If it was made into a dish, that would be your kishke. Yeah. So imagine it's made out of flour, two types of flour. There is, do you make kishke? So if it is made out of wheat flour, and there's also other kinds of flour, which is kidney's flour. So it's made into kind of like a dish, something that it's cooked. So what's the bracha? What bracha do you make on it? So that depends. The Shulchan Aruch says that the bracha, if you bish the bakadeh, was into a pot, you make bracha and you in it, and after it's burning a foshes. That's the halacha, Rabbi. So if test teaches us the halacha, if something was made out of two types of flour, regular flour and kidney's flour, that's the halacha we discuss now. And that makes us ready for Seif Yud, which is a new topic of the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh with regards to fruit. What do you say, ala peiros or ala peiroseo, Rabbi Isai? When you make bracha achoino, ala peiros or peiroseo? Ala peiros or peiroseo? Oh, depends if it's from Eretz Yisrael. Very good. What if you don't know? Haperos? 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 Is that what people do? And Haperos? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Let us get this clear. And what about, another question, which will be addressed shortly as well. Salamichyo or Alamichyo Vakakolo? What do you say at the end? It's in brackets. So what do? You say, ala mikhva at the end or ala mikhva kakolo? Ala kakolo? Ala kakolo? What's the meaning of Mishpachas Kagan? Ala kakolo? Or no kakolo? You say it? You say ala kakolo. Rabbi Isai, interesting halacha over here, and an interesting meaning. Okay, let's get this clear. This is this Seif Yud. If you say ala michva ala kakolo, you say ala michyo at the end. Let's see, what's Mishpachas Davis's minig? You do say Marikatankas on Edgerbury? Okay, we'll find Broadfields, yeah. Bivroch achas mein sholosh. It says the Shulchan Aruch. Bivroch achas, and it's called broch achas with one broch mein sholosh, which is mein sholosh. We generally call it mein sholosh, nach broch. So shel peiros, when it's fruit. The chutzal oretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, choisim, the ending is ala oretz val ha peiros. Ala oretz on the land, val ha peiros on the Yitzhak Hashem on the land, and on ha peiros the fruit. Uve Eretz Yisrael, but if you are in Eretz Yisrael, choisim, the ending is ala oretz val peiroseh on ha oretz on the land, val peiroseh ya. On the fruit of the land, on its fruit, which is
whether you're there or whether it's
from Eretz Yisrael. So, Uve'eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, choisim, the ending is, al oris v'al perisei. But it continues, very much with your point. Ve'im b'chutz l'oretz, and if you're outside Eretz Yisrael, oichel and you're eating, mei perisei oretz, from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, choisim, the ending is, kam kein, also al perisei, on perisei, on its fruit. So, if you're eating fruit from Eretz Yisrael, you say al perisei. If you're eating fruit of Chutz la'aretz, you say ala peiros. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Good question. It will be ala peiros. It's totally true. It's not addressed in the post game, but I'm sure that's the halacha. Actually, I'm not sure. I didn't see anything about it. It's probably, I don't know. Yeah, that's right. What would you say then? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I don't know.
So we always used to say,
I mean, it's very, very mistaba. The only question here is that it's not mashma in the wording of the Shulchan Aruch. It appears that that's not the case. But misvore, that definitely should be the halacha. Oh, we'll get to that shortly. Let's just clarify our peiros first. The Shulchan Aruch, let's do this Mishnah Berurah first. Sivkot Nun Gimel tells us, Nun Beis tells us, Hala peiros shein yocholoim peiros seyo. You cannot say peiros seyo. Kevon sheinu peiros seyo lechub, because now coming from Eretz Yisrael, you cannot say peiros seyo. It's fruit. Ve'afilu vol Eretz Yisrael, ve'ochlon sham, even if they're brought, even if you brought two Eretz Yisrael and you ate them there, came to God lebechol Eretz since they grew in Eretz Yisrael. That's probably Pshat Mishnah Berurah. I'm just thinking about it now. That's probably what the Mishnah Berurah means over here. Yeah. So it seems to be black and white that you will not say, as you're saying, I'm just saying that you will not say Peiros Seyo if you're eating in Eretz Yisrael fruits from Chutz La'aretz. So it seems to be what the Mishnah. I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah means probably. Sivkot Nun Gimel Mishnah Berurah Al Ha'aretz Val Peiros Seyo Shemeshabeach La'Hashem Yisboach. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You praise Him on the Sinosoi Lonu Es Ha'aretz, on giving us the land. Shemotzio Oison Peiros, that takes out that this fruit is Shemotzio Oison Peiros. We praise and we thank for the land that grows that fruit. I can see now on the side, there's a bit of a discussion about it. Yeah, but okay, good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, continues in Sivkot Nun Dalet. What if you're not sure where the fruit comes from? That's Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Dalet. What if you're not sure? You're eating over here now an orange. You're not sure, grapes. You're unsure where they grew. Roif, grapes are from. Of Chutz La'aretz, therefore you're going to say Al HaPeiros. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Dalet. Oichem Peiros Ha'aretz. Roi Tzolayma. Kshiyodea, when you know, you have clarity Shem Peiros Ha'aretz that come from Eretz Yisrael. Avol Besofek, but if you're in doubt, Kegoin, such as Bechutz La'aretz, the Smuch Eretz Yisrael, if your land's just near Eretz Yisrael, Yoyim Al HaPeiros. If you're in doubt, you say HaPeiros. If you're in doubt, you can't say Peiros, say Ya. Unless you know for sure, it's Eretz Yisrael Dige Peiros. If you're not sure where the grapes are from, you're not sure it's from, you say, ah, peiros.
Do you have to say, Sofek Moisa?
No.
He doesn't.
No. V'hu adin k'sha'oichal be'eretz Yisrael ve'enu yudeim me'me peiros ha'oretz, or shuv v'mechutz la'aretz yivach gam ken al ha'oretz ala peiros. If you're in doubt, also in terms of Eretz Yisrael, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you're in doubt where the fruits are from, you're going to say, ah, peiros as well. Not peiros seyo. That's how far. Yeah. But if you're unsure, they could have been imported. Correct. If you're not sure. Well, if it's unlikely to have been imported, if it's really unlikely that it's been imported because they've got their own produce, I suppose you can probably sell peiros seyo. But if there's a genuine doubt, you know, I mean, what kind of scenario are you referring to?
Maybe nowadays it's more.
Import is much, yeah. Yeah. I do not know.
You can never go wrong if you say Al-Peiros.
You can, yeah.
Al-Peiros is probably just a hitter in the broccoli, isn't
Yeah.
So if, you're in
Denmark, if it is,
it's a sale of papers.
Yeah, I suppose you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
No,
yeah.
It's not incorrect, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fruit of Hashem created.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, you're right. So, lemaise, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, for sure, if you're in doubt, you sell a peres. In terms of Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're eating and you're not sure what it's come from, you're right, you probably can't go wrong. Okay, I want to address now the ala michya, the ala oretz ala michya, and ala kakola. The Mishneh Berurah says, if you see the first word, it's very interesting. I don't know why the Mishneh Berurah, I really don't know why. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Nun goes to the whole Nusach HaBrocha. We don't see that anywhere else. So he goes the whole Nusach HaBrocha. Look in Sifkot Nun, the second line. Nusach HaBrocha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Melech Olam. Ala Micha, Ala Kokola, Vat Nuvas Sode. He goes the whole thing. And then at look, he says, V'yesha Eino Emrin, V'noichol Mepriyo, V'nisbo Metuva. Okay, that's another discussion. But then he goes, V'noichol Ola B'Ktusha Uvtahoro, Ki Ato Hashem Toivu Meitiv L'Akoy V'noite L'Chol Aretz Ala Micha. I want to go into those words now. He says, Ala Oretz V'Ala Micha. The Mishneh Berurah says over here, Al Ha'oretz V'Al Ha'Micha. There is in the Shar Etzion over here in Sifkot Nun Beis, he brings the Nusach of the Magen Avraham, Baruch Ato Hashem Ala Micha V'Ala Kalkolo. He adds the word ala kukolo. And then he brings from Avudrom, and he says, I didn't bring it. And he says that he brings from various nuschos, and he said it's better not to say ala kukolo. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Nun Beis, in Shaar Etzion, it is better not to say ala kukolo. Yeah, then you do. But at the end, by the chesima, you do not say ala kukolo. Better, if you look in Sifkot Nun Beis, it's better not to say it. There is a, I don't know if it's a minik, but it's definitely a lot of people. What it says, brackets?
The second one's a
bracket. Yeah, it's an easy way out. You can't, yeah, that's like, yeah. But what are you going to do about it? It doesn't really help us if it's in brackets. So do you say brackets or you don't say brackets? So there is what a lot of people do. Have you ever heard people saying, in Yiddish, people say, I've heard it many times, they go and they go through the bracha. I don't think it's minig, but a lot of people say, it's al oretz v'al ha'micha, v'al ha'kokola zok minisht. They go through the bracha, and then they say, al ha'micha zok minisht. You don't say al ha'micha. Al ha'micha zok minisht, it wouldn't work in English. Yeah, you could say it in English as well. You say, al oretz v'al ha'micha, v'al ha'kokola you don't say. V'al ha'kokola you don't say. That's what, have you never heard people saying that? V'al ha'micha you don't say. No, it would only for the chesima, only at the end. True, you can't. But at the end, they say, why do they gain by that? So by that, either way, you're doing fine, it's like a pshoah kind of thing. If you do say it, so if, it can't do any harm. You don't say. Do you hear people saying that? As you go through the whole thing, so if you end with the Bala Oretz, so you just said Al Mechir, you don't say. And if it's part of the Bocha, at the end of the day, you did say the words. That's what a lot of people do. So we want to get out of problems. So Mishneh Berurah, the one who says you do say, one who says you don't say. So he said Al Mechir, Zok Menesh. So it's a Machloek is in Nuschos. Yeah, the Gemara is not brought down. It is not brought down in the Gemara. And that's, many poskim do not like this approach for various reasons. Primarily because of what Rav Ozin points out, that you're going to go into trouble with regards to the Omein. So if somebody else listens, what are you going to do about the Omein? If it's part of the bracha, you have interrupted now the opportunity of saying Omein to somebody else, to the bracha. If he added words now, so you can't say Omein anymore. You can't really say Omein after that anymore. It's a hefsek. No, it's a hefsek. She wouldn't be able to. So a lot of poskim don't like this approach at all. But having said that, I wouldn't call it a minik. I can't call it a minik. It's an overstatement to call it a minik. But it's something that many, many yidden do. But otherwise, you can either go with a nusach. Now, does it? The Mishneh Berurah seems to favor, if you've got no minik, the Mishneh Berurah seems to favor not to say it. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Shaar Etzion says, Al Ha'micha, you don't. He says, Al-Mechir, you don't say. Yes. Why would you not say it?
The reason not to say it.
The reason not to say it. I suppose it's not part of the Nusach of the Gemara. So, the reason to say, as Titzi something, I do not remember what it is. I see over here, he brings down in 44 over here, in the name of the Torah. I didn't see this inside, but he says over here, look on top, in over 44, he says, no, that doesn't really answer us. No, I do not know.
Maybe the reason not to say it is maybe or not. Does kakola mean you're full? What does it mean?
Yes, it means from lechalkil. Yes, what did you say?
Substance,
yeah. Pardon? Yeah. I believe so. I appreciate that he does brackets over here.
Maybe you have
is there a shaykh still of Kalkalat Eretz Yisrael? It's not the...
No. The thing is that when it comes to Nuschos, it's not... Very often it's not about Svoros. Why? You know, the Nuschos are ancient and it's not... You can't... You should go according to a nusach that is a nusach. It's hard to say svaras in it. Right, and just to finish off, the Mishnah Berurah here says something interesting. Why is Me'ein Sholosh, the Me'ein Sholosh, what we call Alamichya, whatever you want to call it, why is it called Me'ein Sholosh? I think I may have mentioned it once earlier. Why is Me'ein Sholosh called Me'ein Sholosh? Me'ein Sholosh?
Summary of three.
Me'ein, like Sholosh, the three. What's the three? The three brachos, which is benching. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah does point out that towards the end of Sifkot Nun, V'alfa b'shei nikez me'en sholosh, levishe ikabek samozim in atorin rak sholosh brachos. And that's why it's called me'en sholosh. Okay, Rabbi said, just to very, very briefly recap what we covered tonight. Pesiat Nishmaya. We spoke about millet and other beans. You make generally bread made out of that. You make shahakol. And boy in a foshos. If you have a dough which is made out of two types of ingredients, beans on with one type, flour beans on one side, and normal grains from the other side, and then generally the bracha is going to be, you can say a moitzi on it either way, because it's got tam dogon. If with regards to benching, you're going to bench if it's kizayis tochid achid plus, which you say is an eighth, you're going to bench. Otherwise, you're going to make a lamichyo. We learned Sif Yud, which teaches us the esodes of Me'ein Sholosh. If it's peres from chutz laoretz, you say al oretz v'al peres. If it's peres from eretz yisrael, you're going to make al oretz v'al peres seo. And we learned that. With the two various nuschos with regards to Lamech and Alakolkola, and we said the Mishnah Berurah favors the opinion not to say Alakolkola. We spoke about the name Me'ein Sholosh, and this is pretty much what we covered tonight. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.